Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
2 minutes after 9 o'clock here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. It is after hours. Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Loogie evening. Yankees lose back-to-back games in extra innings. Their record in extra innings this season is absolutely abysmal. It is a very important trade deadline coming up for the Yankees. They have to make major improvements with their offense. You got to bring in a professional catcher. You need to bring in an outfielder. A name I've heard this day we are in is Jorge Soler, which I think is a major mistake if you're the Yankees. He strikes out way too much. All or nothing type of guy, low average, don't like that fit at all. George Springer would be awesome. That to me is the guy. And I think he might have a no trade clause, but still, and it's within the division. But that would be, to me, a slam dunk, grand slam type of acquisition because of all the big hits and big games that George Springer has had and has been in. But the bottom line is the Yankees need help offensively. As Aaron Boone said today, they got to start scoring some points.
Point.
Yeah.
We have to score a freaking point.
Yeah, I think it's runs. But now, some people don't think I know anything about sports, but I do know that in baseball it is...
Point.
No, it's runs, Aaron. It's not
point.
Runs.
Point.
Runs!
Point.
It's runs, Aaron. It's runs. It's not points.
But it is right in front of us.
It is right in front of you. George Lombard Jr. should already be up here. He needs to be called up, should have been called up a week ago. I don't understand what the Yankees are waiting for. The catcher situation we know is horrible, but the shortstop situation is almost as bad. I mean, Volpe stinks. Caballero, the bloom is off the rose. Lombard needs to be up here and should have already been up here a week ago. They need his bat. They need his glove. They need his presence. This offense is so anemic right now. They need an injection, an infusion of youth, enthusiasm, and somebody to be a spark. Grisham's a dead out. Dominguez is a dead out. Wells is a dead out. Caballero is not performing well. Volpe stinks. Jazz all year has been hitting for a low average. Goldschmidt, after a hot start, is back to what you figured he would be at this age. McMahon is not any good. Obviously, no Stanton, no Judge. The Yankees need reinforcements in a big-time way. The deadline, obviously, in a few days, but George Lombard should already be up here contributing to this team. I don't understand why he's not. So the Yankees better essentially get off their ass and call this kid up here so that he can help them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Richie joins us here on After Hours. What's up, Richie?
How are you, Tommy?
Hey, what's that?
It's always good finding following Ozzy, even if it took a while.
Ozzy and Woodridge is a tough act to follow, but I trust Richie that you can do it.
Yeah, I've been following a lot of people. I got to ask you this: why? And again, I don't want to be off the cuff here, but I got to ask you this because you're always honest with me. Why do some producers block people?
What do you mean by that? Block them?
In other words, block where I can't get on. I'm talking about me, and I don't want to go into details, but it's some major shows.
Well, I don't know what you mean by they block you, though. I don't understand what you're saying. Like, you can't go on. Meaning you can't, like, you ring and it doesn't ring your phone? Doesn't ring, or they just don't pick up your phone?
No, it rings. They don't pick it up.
Well, you got to ask them.
If I could, I would. But, okay, that's
fair enough. Well, let me ask you this, Richie, then. This is what I can do for you. But whatever I hear, I will tell you back. Would you like me to sort of pass one of them a note in study hall, ask why they don't pick up your call, and then get that information? I could even tell you off air if you want, but I don't have the answer as to why these shows don't put you on.
Yeah, all right. I will mention off the air to your producer, Connor.
No, I'm saying I will ask the producers myself, and then the next time you call, you and I can have an off air conversation. Because if it's something, listen, Rich, you know I love you. If it's something disparaging, I don't want to say it to you on the air so everybody has to hear. You know what I mean? So I'll talk to the guys around here, and then because my producers always put you on, correct?
They're best. Connor, I mean, as a matter of fact, I just told Connor he's on 2 in the morning. I get up even at my age to get up to give him a call.
Who's on at 2 in the morning?
Well, he had a show last week. Connor Green did.
Okay, he had one other. Oh, good. Does he have another one coming up? Connor, blink twice if you don't. He just gave me a no. He gave me a no. He's been fired already. He did the Homer, the Abe Simpson gif. You know, he's in and out there. It's all right. Better luck next. It was a good run.
If you can do that, because I'm offended by it, because I call up and I'm...
Well, don't be offended, Richie. I don't want you to be offended, but I'll get to the bottom of it.
Why wouldn't I be?
Because I don't think it's... Because you know why, Richie? Let me ask you this. You know what? I'm offended. Am I not enough? Is calling me not enough?
What?
Is our relationship as a sports talk radio... You know, Ozzy, he just calls me, he just calls Evan. That's enough for him.
Yeah, but I've called these people certain shows.
Before, and now all of a sudden you are no longer allowed on the show?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
There's two producers that do not pick me up. And again, one day we'll talk. I'm not going to say.
We won't air the dirty laundry out on the air.
I just find it, you know, I just don't get it. I mean, if I was somebody that didn't contribute or was not knowledgeable or was obnoxious, it said...
Well, Richie, here's the bottom line. You stink. No, I'm just kidding. I really have no idea. Like I said, I will do some due diligence, as you know. I will be Tommy the detective. I will be Tommy the detective.
And if anybody can do it, it can be you. All right, let's talk about the sports. You know, and I appreciate that, Tommy, because I do. I love you when you're on. I get a kick out of you.
Thank you.
I think sometimes your thought process is a little, but I was...
Probably a little bit really off, right? I probably got you. Yeah, my thought process probably can be...
Well, so am I. You know, I mean, I'm not 100%. Yeah, I do call around the country. I call San Francisco because I'm on the radio there. I'm a big Giant fan. So I'm pretty much, and maybe I'm obnoxious after a while. People say, I got to listen to this guy. Why don't he just shut up?
Well, listen, everybody has their own viewpoint. Everybody comes at it differently. And I think that's what makes us all different and unique humans. So I always say, like, hey, whatever your sort of style is as a caller, as a host, you know, go with that, because we all can't be sort of cookie cutter robots when we call up a radio station or a host.
And you're definitely not that. That's one of the reasons I enjoy talking to you. With the Yankees, I've been saying it. You know, their resume is what they are, Tom. They stink offensively.
Yep.
And look, you're missing Bellinger, obviously missing Judge.
Yep.
Stanton, I don't even want to talk about that guy anymore because that's embarrassing. Oh, Stanton will be back for the playoffs. You know, he shouldn't have the luxury of that. He should be on a team that needs him to get to the playoffs. But he's on the Yankees, which are there every year.
Which affords him to go on these sort of sabbaticals where you can't find the guy half the summer.
Yeah, it's not like a priority to get him back. Well, you know, we're going to get there, so he'll hit, you know, 320 and hit 6 home runs in the playoffs. But he has that luxury. Guys like Volpe, guys like Wells, the shortstop, like you mentioned.
Caballero.
You know, his time has run out.
Yeah, his time has run out. It struck midnight. The bloom is off the rose. It's time to get a real shortstop on this team.
Yeah, and my team, you know, I thought about with the Giants, is Arise a fit? Because Arise is such a great hitter. You know, he's hitting 330. He's leading the league now. But where does he go? Do you put Jazz at third?
You could do that.
Arise has turned out to be a good second
base. Yeah, and Arise apparently, and you would know better than me, Rich, but he apparently doesn't want to really move off a second base. So if you want to bring him in, he's going to have to play second base.
And, Johnny, real quick, he has proven, man, he wanted to play second. His metrics and his numbers are phenomenal. I'm not saying it because he's on my team.
No, you're right.
He's been tremendous, so he's an asset. And real quick, too. I listened to Howie Rose in the booth. You probably didn't see it tonight because you're on the air.
Yeah.
So with the rain delay, he was on with Gary, Keith, and Ron Darling.
I did see it on the TV, but obviously I didn't have the sound.
You got to replay that, Tommy. They are so into baseball. And so, and not normally after a while you listen to these guys and how, you know, is it really boring? No. It's so insightful and what he talked about and his big moments and the questions they asked him. Wow, it's just, that's why they are the best booth in baseball. They just are.
Yeah,
they really are.
Listen, whether it's Howie, whether it's Gary, and obviously Keith and Ron, I mean, they play the sport. I mean, baseball's their life. It's their life. And all those guys are amazing. I did see it on the television here because I have the Met game on, but obviously it's muted. So I just didn't get to actually take in any of the content. I just got to watch them on the television screen here. But I'll do a little digging. You know, I am Tommy the detective. Why can't I say that word, Connor? I'm having a hard time saying the word.
Detective?
Detective.
Detective.
Tommy the detective. Detective.
It's a lot of like detective.
Yeah, sometimes today, Junior, it's like I can't get the word out there.
It's like Connecticut.
Connect the quad. By the way, some personal news here. Little thing that I'd like to share with the audience. As you know, wintertime, I put on a couple LBs. Tommy the Soft Man. My face gets a little round. I look like a spicy meatball. Not the best bone structure in the jawline. And that has to... it has to do a lot with the ice cream, with the chocolate chip cookies. It has a lot to do with the midnight snacks.
And I saw a belly.
And when I first started here doing my shows, I was absolutely Tommy the Soft Man.
I'm Tommy the Soft Man.
Because a lot of our audience, they only get to see me because of the social media clips. And usually most of my hosting with social media clips that were put out were in the summer where I lose the LBs because it's summer.
He's fat!
You go to the beach, you got bro trips, you got trips with your wife, and I'm out and about, and I can't be Tommy the Soft Man. Well, I'm happy to report that I am down. First of all, I kept the same weight, which is a good weight for a while, and now I am down 3 pounds. And that has a lot to do with working out.
Some of them chicks around here sometime, huh? A little much.
It is the summer, and as you know, you get summer Tommy. The push-ups, running, hitting the weights, little 80s for the ladies. And, why don't you bring some of them chicks around here sometime. You know, speaking of my cat, even though I didn't speak of the cat, but it's just on my mind right now. So a couple of weeks ago, my wife, without my permission, of course, decided to get our cat now she didn't, but went to go to the kitty hairdresser, or whatever you call it, and we got our cat, or she got our cat, a haircut where he looks like basically Simba.
Cat.
Where it shaved down a lot of his hair. So he was no longer fluffy. He was basically like when you go to the haircut and you get a number one on the side. That's what my cat has, except for his face, which is still fluffy, and his legs. It looks like he's got like boots on. And I told her, I said, this is what their cats look like. This is what the Kardashians' cat looks like. This is what the Hilton's cat looks like.
Cat.
This is not what I want my cat to look like. He looked like a lizard.
He's my special boy.
I said, we're going to be raising a dang lizard, homie.
That thing is going to need bifocals, brother.
I was so mad at her. It took me like a week to get over this. I didn't want to pick him up. I didn't want to look at him. You took our cute, cuddly boy and you shaved him bare ass, essentially.
Barber.
Little too close on the sides there, I would say.
Barber.
Yes. And I just, I honestly, I was like, and then she's like, well, you know, and then this is my wife in a nutshell. She does something like this without my permission. And then she goes, well, you know, I don't necessarily love it either. Kind of regret it. And, you know, it costs a lot of money. Costs a lot of money!
My wife is a dingbat.
Seriously. I mean, a divorce would be cheaper. What do you mean it costs a lot of money?
Lukey.
And even she would make comments, and I go, hi, friendly reminder, it was your cockamamie idea to give him the damn haircut in the first place.
Cat.
Now, we did have an issue where he would go into the litter box, and he would get poop on his tail, and that poop would then sort of drag all over our carpet.
Here's my dog's poop.
And I understand that that is something that you would like to eliminate from the house.
Poop.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want cat poop all over the place. And then he would get it on his tail, so we have to clean it off his tail. You got to pick him up. He doesn't
like it. He's my special boy!
So he's got to, like, he'll scratch you a little bit, the whole thing, because he's scared. And then her other moronic idea is, well, I want to take him outside. Take him outside. He's a cat.
Meow.
He's not an alley cat. He's an aristocrat.
Cat.
He's debonair. He's not somebody that just runs around outside. So she bought him this, like, kitty. Well, number one, she got him the haircut. Then she got him a leash. Then I was like, why don't we just buy a dog?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Then she bought him some type of maze that he could run through outside. Meanwhile, he goes outside. We put him in this thing, and all he does is try to escape it.
He's a dog.
He runs. He tries to run through it with his face.
Cat.
And then she wonders why he doesn't like it. I'll tell you why. Because he's a cat. Cats just like to climb things and hide. That's all they want to do. They don't want to run around outside. But this freaking haircut. He looks like a dang lizard. I was just...
I'll turn you into a damn owl, homie.
I was just irate when I saw this.
You're going to be raising a dang lizard, homie.
I know, Theo. That's why I was mad at her. But thankfully, in the last month, the hair has grown back a decent amount, and he's back to looking like my special boy again. But I don't...
Barber.
I don't want anybody handling my cat. You take good care of him.
Cat.
This is a day in a life, by the way. This is just, every single conversation with her is usually, well, I do regret it and it costs a lot of money. Well, you know what? Newsflash, you're the one that spent the damn money.
So. My wife is a dingbat.
And if it was up to me, to be fair to her, she would do a lot of the trimming of the hair and having to brush his hair. And so it just became a pain in the ass for her. So I do understand that from that perspective. But we don't want him looking like, you know, Paris Hilton's dog. Kim Kardashian's dog, or cat, I should say. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We are trying to figure out names for a three-hour after-hours here.
The Big Lugowski.
Yeah, that's the five-hour after-hours. We haven't figured out a three-hour after-hours name, so Craig in the Upper West Side has a suggestion for us. What do you got for us, Craig?
Well, Tommy, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I got a couple things. Mm-hmm. You are the man of positivity.
Yes.
Ozzy is the antithesis of that.
He's my arch.
I don't know why you take his calls.
Well, no, but now, Craig, what you did there, you're putting me in a world of hurt because now Ozzy's going to add that to the list, and the next time he calls, Craig, he's going to start taking shots at you. Then I got to defend you. Now I got to defend him.
I don't need to be defended.
Yeah, but what if he calls up and he says nasty things about you, Craig? Shouldn't I?
I don't care.
So you don't need me to defend you then? So I'm sort of exonerated.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Second thing, and then I'll give you my three-hour suggestion. Second thing, your wife got what's called a lying cut for the cat.
Correct.
And a poop path so that the animal can go to the bathroom.
A poop
path? What you're getting played for is a second cat. Because one cat needs to play with another cat.
Well, we're not getting a second cat under any circumstances.
That's what's coming.
But you have to. But Craig, you know how much. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think I'm going to get the exact same cat? Because this cat was extremely expensive, and I don't really want to drop that kind of money for a second cat.
Oh, okay. But the cat. The argument's coming at you that the cat needs a play path. Play buddy.
Yeah, but then, Craig, let me ask you this.
That's the argument that's coming.
Well, can I counter with saying that it was her or your, in this instance, where I'm talking to her, say it was your bright idea to get the cat? So why on earth would I get another cat?
Because one cat will need another one to play with.
Well, why can't... He has a million toys.
I have three cats.
Cat.
The missus went and got a cat, and she came home with one, and then a week later, or 2 weeks later, said the cat needs somebody else to play with.
Okay. I will stand firm on this, Craig, and you can call me back if it ends up not being the case and sort of, you know, pile on here. I am not getting another cat.
Okay. The three-hour suggestion. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You should call it the Flemwad.
The Flemwad? Because of Loogie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, it's just something that makes it catchy. Anyway, that's my evening.
Yeah.
Be well.
Yeah, you too. I don't.
Loogie!
Yeah, thank you. I don't know about
Loogie!
Wow, that one I went a little bit too close to the sun on wings.
Loogie!
Yes, this one goes to 11. I blew a gasket on that one. A little close to the sun on wings of pastrami.
Loogie! Thank you. I know. We're trying to figure out a name for a three-hour after hours, Loogie. So, whispering Loogie, trying to figure it out. All the callers hate Ozzy. This other caller thinks I'm going to get a cat. I got news for you. Loogie, I'm going to tell my wife, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. Cat. I'm going to book her a one-way ticket to Brazil so she can't come back.
Tommy, almost nobody has one cat.
Yeah, though. I know, Connor, but I'm going to...
Almost nobody.
Yeah, but I can't have another cat.
You know how they have the crazy cat ladies, they call them?
Correct.
It started with one.
Oh, of course.
Just one cat.
One cat.
And then it's another cat. Well, he needs a friend. It's another cat.
Then you're getting tattoos of cats on your arm. And
like my sister.
She's got a tattoo of a cat.
Of the cat, yeah.
Yeah, cat, yeah. It's
cat.
Yeah.
Cat.
Yeah. I know, I hear you, and I could see my wife in a situation where the cat becomes annoying, and she wants to give it another cat to play with so that he leaves us alone. But then my question to her, or my counter to her, would be, okay, when both of them are bored and they want attention from us, now you're going to have two cats on your hands. Are you going to get a third cat and a fourth cat? And I think that's to Connor's point. All of a sudden, you wake up one day and you have 100 cats.
You're going to be raising a dang lizard, homie.
I'm going to need Cruella DeVille to come by and take my cats away.
Cat.
I guess that was Dalmatians, but you get the point. Giants have started their training camp, and I'm very excited for that. We have a training camp show coming up in about 35 minutes. But I am so excited for Giants training camp.
Let him watch.
I'm pumped up for it. Can't wait. This season, I expect a giant turnaround from the Giants. I have giant expectations. And I think with the hiring of Harbaugh, this team, this giant team, is going to win in the neighborhood of 9 to 10 games, and they're going to the playoffs. And if they don't, I would consider it a giant disappointment. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll take your calls on the Giants, on the trade deadline, Yankees. It is After Hours. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan.
One small step for man, one giant leap for...
Loogie! 933 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Loogie evening. The final After Hours of the week and the final segment or two here for After Hours tonight, end of the week, leading up till 10 o'clock. We have a Giants training camp show coming your way, hosted by John Schmelk and Brandon London. So you'll hear that coming up in 25 minutes, and the guys will take you till midnight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The trade deadline is on Monday. I saw a name today that the Yankees might be interested in, and if I was Brian Cashman, I would not pull the trigger on this, and that is Jorge Soler. I mean, that is a guy that strikes out way too much, hits for an extremely low average, ton of home runs, but that's a player that the Yankees have too much of anyway, and they need to stay away from. I will not, if I'm Brian Cashman, add more strikeouts to this team. That's the last thing you want to do. A guy that's barely hitting over 200, that strikes out well north of 100 times a year. It's an all-or-nothing type of player as far as power, and it's not the type of skill set that you want to bring to this team. They need guys that hit for high average, don't strike out. That's the route you need to go to improve this lineup, which needs a lot of improvement as they have lost back-to-back games now in extra innings. You need a catcher. You need a shortstop. Lombard should be up here. You need a third baseman. You need another outfielder. Dominguez, to me, is more style than substance at this point. He is completely underachieved. He's gotten an opportunity to play here, and he is underwhelmed. I mean, today he slid right past third base. Just hasn't been able to really put it together and fulfill that promise that he had and that potential that he had coming up the ranks, where people were comparing him to Mike Trout and Mickey Mantle. That doesn't seem to be the player that Dominguez is blossoming into. Now, I think other teams would be interested because he's only 23 years old, so you could get something for Dominguez. But the Yankees and Brian Cashman, they have a lot of work to do here at the deadline, and I would not go big game hunting as far as starting pitching. Skubal, as great as he is, makes no sense for this team. The Yankees already have three dominant aces. They have a championship pitching staff. If you can't win it all, pitching-wise, with Schlittler, with Fried, and with Cole, then I don't really know what you're doing. Same thing with Mason Miller. The Yankee bullpen, which was a problem early in the year, is no longer a problem. outside of the fact that they're overworked. So, all right, grab an arm, grab a middle reliever, a high leverage guy. But Mason Miller, it's going to be too rich for the Yankees' blood. And quite frankly, I don't see the Padres moving him. They're going to dangle him out there, but they're going to want way too much back. And I don't see any team ponying up what the Padres would want. And quite frankly, I wouldn't trade him anyway if I'm San Diego, because not only is Mason Miller the best closer in the sport, but he's also under team control for the next couple of years. So it makes absolutely zero sense from a Padres perspective to even trade him. Now, Skubal, we know because of the expiring contract, although the division is not very good, so you could argue the Tigers can hold on to him and try to make a run for it. But the fact that you're going to lose him in the offseason, I wouldn't blame Detroit if they cashed in their chips. And that's the other part of this with the Yankees. If they trade for Skubal, they're not re-signing him in the offseason. He's a hired gun. He's Juan Soto. He's gone. He is not going to re-sign with the Yankees because the Yankees already have a ton of money tied up in their pitching rotation. So I do not, and you got Schlittler you got to pay, so you're not ponying up for Skubal in the offseason. And the Yankees are not in a position right now where it's, well, we'll block him from going to the Dodgers. That's not a smart allocation of your assets and resources. You're not, the Dodgers are in a position to block players from going other places because they are the two-time defending champs, and even with all their injuries, they're still loaded and they're still having a great year. The Yankees have to address and farm their own land. They have to address their needs, and that is offense. Richard joins us from Manhattan. What's up, Richard?
Tommy, your new show can be called A Material, Tommy. 3 hours, you know.
Well, Richard, before you get to your points here, I don't know if you know this, but last week you caused quite a stir.
Right. Oh.
Yes. Yeah. So for those of you that missed it, now that we have you, Richard, we were talking about pickup lines and stuff we've said to women when we've met them. And you, Richard, in Manhattan, who have called this radio station a ton of times, but usually, and you would agree with this, I think it's usually just...
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Sports and you kind of get off and you don't go,
sure.
You don't really paint outside the lines. But we here on After Hours, Richard, have developed a relationship where we see a little bit more of your personality. And you, Rich, told us, the audience, last week when you used to meet women out at the bars, you would say this to them.
So what's it going to be? Your place? My place? Or you're not that kind of girl?
Right, I mean, Rich, the internet was a buzz when they heard this. I mean, people are still talking about this. I mean, you basically, yeah, and I know you had said that you kind of tongue-in-cheek said it. You want to see if there was a little bit of humor involved in it, but...
Sure.
But, Rich...
Well, you know, after dancing with him, and my club that I'd say that was, it was a club in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was great. It was on First Avenue where the strip was, that was called. Adam's Apple. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It was on 61st Street and First Avenue, the North... West Corner. Oh, it was a great place.
I'm looking it up right now. The Adam's Apple,
Upper
East Side Disco.
Oh, yeah.
It opened in the late 1960s. It was a staple of the Manhattan nightlife.
Oh, yeah. Up until, I'd say, 78, 79, for a good 10, 12 years. I went in the mid-70s to the late 70s.
And it was known for its vibrant disco scene, music.
Oh, yeah.
And did you ever go to Studio 54?
No, okay. That was too chic. That was, you know,
gotcha.
I mean, later on when they let everybody in.
Right.
But not in the old days. No, I didn't have any connections.
I hear
that.
You. I don't, maybe you did.
You had to be connected.
Or you had to be a hot female, but which I don't think you are, Richard. But as far as the Adam's Apple place, was this just what, A to the Z? Was it the decadence of the 60s and 70s? Everything? You don't have to spoil
it. No, it was
a
nice place, but it was, you know, at that time it was a really great. There were a few places on the block. There was a Mr. Laughs. Was a few same block at the end. Phil Lynch, the former baseball player, was usually at the door there. That was a nice place. And then up this next street was Maxwell's Plum. And that was a pretty nice. It was great. And then across the street, you had Dangerfields.
Well, of course, yeah, Rodney Spott, the comedy
show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a hot area, that First Avenue at that time. It was really good.
Yeah, literally, I'm watching a commercial for Adam's Apple here from 1978. It is on YouTube right now, and it starts out with an attractive female. They just show her for a little bit, and then they kind of show the inside of this disco. It looks like almost a restaurant, too.
Yeah, it was. And you can go, and it had an upstairs, downstairs. It was very nice. It was a great place. It was
And this
good.
Is the place, Rich, you would put on the bell bottoms.
Yeah, well, you know,
a couple of buttons
necklace. It wasn't a pickup line. It was after you danced and had a drink. And you sat down, and you know, you after the small talk was done, then you get you a little journal.
How far was the Richard pad and the apartment from this said disco? How far?
I was probably, no, at that time, let's see, 75. No,
How
I was still
doing?
In college. I was still in college.
Oh, you were a college kid. Where'd you go to college? You're a dentist?
I was in college. I was in college at Columbia, which was 3 miles away one way. Then I went to dental school at NYU on 25th Street.
Really?
Which was a mile and a half, 2 miles down. So I always had apartments at the school. So.
So you went to college in Manhattan, and then you've lived in Manhattan now?
My whole life. I've been in the city my whole life.
Beautiful. Tommy.
Whenever I talk about sports, I talk from a perspective of following sports since 1960 in New York. That's all I know is New York sports.
Love it. Yeah, no, I'm picturing almost like Saturday Night Fever with you, Richard, here. You know, kind of with the blow dryer, with the 12 necklaces
and chains.
Like that.
No.
With the I'm thinking mustache, though. You had a mustache.
The mustache was
in the Nazi killing business. No,
I look young for my age. I was always proofed. I was still proof at the door until I was 30, 35 years old. When I went out to places, I always looked.
Well, that's what you want. I mean, I know this. Anytime I go out, I love the fact if I get ID'd. If I don't get ID'd, I'm like, crap, I shouldn't be going out anymore. Because that's when. Because I think it's 30 and under. The bouncers are said to be told, hey, ID somebody if they look like they're 30 and under. So if you're not getting ID'd, that means that the bouncer thinks you're old.
Well, in the old days, you know.
I mean, you old, she's pregnant. I mean, can't I have a bunch of old pregnant women running around this club? So it's one of those things, Rich, you've never seen Knocked Up, I imagine. I feel like Knocked Up, Richard, is not in the sort of movie range for you. Is that fair to say?
No. We just went out. I always go out with friends. We had good time. Let off steam. That's all. Because school was always intense. So we.
Well,
all
you were training to be a dentist, and I don't want to come off like an anti-dentite.
Yeah,
but did you end up being a dentist? You
were,
right?
Yeah. I'm still practicing.
Oh,
sure.
You're still practicing.
I'm still in my office now.
Now let me ask you this, Richard.
Yeah.
When I floss, I go with the stick floss, not the real floss. Because
that's good.
That's fine.
Well, the only thing with the stick floss is if you have fillings in between the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes especially the white fillings, they're not as smooth as the silver. When you floss with the stick floss, the only way to get the floss out is lifting it up and down. And that, if you get under a filling that's not 100% tight against the tooth, can lift the filling out.
Got it.
See, when you floss with just floss and you have fillings in between, sometimes most of the time you just slide it through.
Gotcha.
So when you slide it through, you can't lift the filling up.
And Richard,
it's better than not to. If you don't have fillings in between the teeth, it's fine.
Yeah, I also grind my teeth when I sleep. I used to have a night guard, but I kind of got away from that. And so far, it's fine. I mean, I ditched it a couple years ago, and I try to take the stress out of the life. But yeah, and I also, one other thing too, Richard, don't you feel like, I mean, there's this perception sometimes when you go to the dentist that either the dentist himself or the, I guess you call it a nurse or somebody that comes in and cleans your teeth, they sort of are mad at you when your teeth aren't necessarily up to speed, right? There's a little bit of a kind of like, why, this is disgusting. You know what I mean? There's almost like you get lectured when you go to the dentist. Do you find that to be the case or sort of the way, like, do you have any defense as a dentist yourself of those sort of claims?
Well, no, I wouldn't say, no, you never hurt anyone's feelings. You say anything, you lose the business. But you should clean your teeth before you go in. So even though you may have tartar and plaque, the hard stuff, you can't get that out.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I think...
That just builds up over time.
I feel like
you shouldn't go in when you have food.
No, of course not. But I feel like no matter what...
People do, though.
Well, that's disgusting. But I feel like no matter what you do with your teeth, it's never good enough for the dentist. They're always like, well, you could do more. You know what I mean?
Well... then they shouldn't be doing that now, and she shouldn't, or whoever, the hygienist.
Hygienist. Yeah, Richard, I got to go, though. That was a great chat, though. That's, you know, we could have talked sports there, but to talk to Richard about teeth, I didn't realize he was a dentist. It's an anti-dentite. No, but Richard, partying back in the city. And listen, I would be there right with you, Rich. I didn't realize you went to NYU. The things we find out here, but Richard will forever... Richard, Connor, cue it up here. Richard has called this radio station a million times to talk about George Mikan and all the... You know, how many guys in the history of the league have 100 points, 60 rebounds, and 3 assists in a game? You know, Will Chamberlain...
The 1972 World Series.
Yeah, Will Chamberlain and George Mikan.
So what's it going to be? Your place? My place? Or you're not that kind of girl.
That's how we'll remember Richard. Which is, you know, hey, listen, I'm sure he was successful at times hitting women with that line. All right, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 9:52 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. It is After Hours, the final After Hours and the final segment of After Hours here for this week. We'll be back Sunday into Monday. So hopefully everybody's having a pleasant Loogie evening and has a pleasant weekend. We'll talk to you again Sunday into Monday. Quickly on the Giants. Abdul Carter, to me, this is a put up or shut up type of year. And last year was not enough production as far as I'm concerned. And obviously Carter has a ton of talent. And obviously the Giants use an extremely high pick on him. This is the year for me with the new administration, with the new sheriff in town in Harbaugh. This is where Abdul Carter has to take his game to the next level and be that guy that many of us thought he was going to be right out of the gate when he was drafted out of Penn State. Let's wrap it up here with Tucker in New Jersey. He's got a question for me about Jalen Brunson. What's up, Tucker?
Tommy, what's going on? Just a quick two-part question, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Jalen Brunson is 29.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like 5 players you'd rather have starting a team right now under 30.
Yeah, look, this is what I've been saying about Jalen here. Jalen, to me, is not only the face of the league, he's the best player in the league. There's nobody you would rather have with the ball in his hands, final minute with the game close. There's nobody else besides Jalen Brunson. He is, in my estimation, the best player in the league. And for me, Brunson, and I was at the parade, I was sitting, 100 feet from him when he was up there with the trophy at City Hall. And to me, when everybody else was dancing and celebrating, I don't blame those players for doing that, but Jalen Brunson looked like a guy that was about ready to go see Richard in Manhattan at the dentist's office. He looked like a guy that has a lot of unfinished business. And all the great ones, all the winners look like that. They're never satisfied. And Jalen Brunson is going for another title, and he's going to try to build and continue his legacy here as a legend in New York. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Connor Green on the other side. It was great to have Connor back. Giants training camp preview with Brandon London and John Schmelk. It comes your way next, and we will have you with After Hours next week, Sunday into Monday.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.